The writer and director John Singleton invested $3 million of his own money to make Craig Brewer's first feature, Hustle and Flow, after every studio passed on the project. Singleton made his money back and then some when the film sold for $9 million at this year's Sundance Film Festival. Our film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Hustle and Flow is the gritty yet heartwarming story of an abusive pimp, DJ, played by Terrence Howard, who has a midlife crisis and decides to turn his life around by realizing his long-buried dream of making music. See, the pimp stuff is his hustle, but the music, that's his flow. DJ bumps into an old friend, Key, played by Anthony Anderson, who works as a sound engineer, mostly for church choirs. Here he makes a pitch for Key's help.
Look, man, I know you done learned the whole mess of hustling out on the street, right? Let me tell you what I learned while working on my job.
Thank you.
There are two types of people. Those that talk the talk and those that walk the walk. People who walk the walk, they sometimes talk the talk. But most of the time, they don't talk at all because they're walking. Now, people who talk the talk, when it comes time for them to walk, you want to know what they do?
What's that?
They talk people like me into walking for them.
Look, I'm just asking you. Just listen to what I got here, man. All right? Just listen to it. And if you ain't feeling it, man, I'm out your life, okay?
You get a sense of how mesmerizing Howard is just from his voice. He's an actor and musician, probably best known for his role in the recent Crash as an African-American TV director who downplays his blackness to fit into white Hollywood. Here he plays black with a vengeance. He has some of Samuel L. Jackson's intensity, but Hustle and Flow is set in Memphis, and Howard's sound isn't hard or staccato. It's lighter, higher, more caressing, a mixture of tense and easy. He could almost be speaking verse. Then he is speaking verse. In his makeshift studio, DJ scrawls down some lyrics and begins to rap for Key, but they still need to nail down a refrain. Something DJ says along the lines of, "Punch that hoe," or "Beat that bitch."
Go back.
What?
Whoop that trick.
That's it.
Like what?
Like a chant, man. Whoop that trick.
Whoop that trick.
Get him. Whoop that trick. Get him. Whoop that trick. Get him. Whoop that trick. Get him. Whoop that trick.
Hey, keep
getting
in.
Whoop that trick. Get him. Whoop that trick. Get him. Whoop that.
DJ needs a woman singer. And as luck would have it, his main lady, Shug, played by Taraji P. Henson, has a good voice. She's very pregnant and not generating any income at the moment, and it's hard to say no to DJ, who can get physical.
You know it's hard out here for a pimp.
Shug, I'm gonna need you to sing out, okay, baby?
Okay.
Shug, feel that.
You know it's hard out here for a pimp. When he trying to get this money for the rent.
Push it out. Come on.
You know it's hard out here for a pimp. When he trying to get this money for the rent. For the Cadillacs and gas money spent. You know it's hard out here for a pimp. When he trying to get this money for the rent. For the Cadillacs and gas money spent.
That's it right there. That's the money tank. You got that?
Yeah, hold on. We're going to see in a minute.
I'm saying it, man.
A large part of the legend of Hustle and Flow is its electric reception at the 2005 Sundance Film Festival. Standing ovation, $9 million advance from Paramount and MTV Films. You can picture all those white executives in their furs and parkas pouring out into the frigid Utah night chanting, "Whoop that trick! Whoop that trick!" Apart from the idea that a pimp can be an artist, that's got to resonate in Hollywood, there is something genuinely compelling about this movie. The first-time director and writer, Craig Brewer, gets the hustle and flow into the filmmaking. The camera work is handheld and swervy and dangerously in the moment, so you get knotted up as DJ approaches every hurdle. You feel that his very existence is always on the line. The movie builds to an almost unbearable sequence in which DJ takes a CD of Whoop That Trick to a hip-hop star known as Skinny Black, played by the hip-hop star known as Ludacris. Skinny's back in his Memphis hometown for only a night, and DJ must go for broke and make this man understand the depth of his soul and of his music. Hustle and Flow is quite a trick, yes siree. It's tough to believe that a director could get a modern audience to identify with a hero who makes art out of complaining about his whores being late with the rent. When DJ needs a high-end microphone, he turns to a pretty little blonde white hooker named Nola, played by Tamron Manning, to prevail upon the salesman for a better deal. Brewer didn't need that scene. He could have found ways to sweeten DJ or make Nola feel less violated, but then the movie wouldn't have the edge that fools an audience into thinking it's seeing unmediated realism instead of the usual inspirational rags-to-riches cliches. The flouting of political correctness is part of the hustle. There's no proof that Brewer doesn't share his character's misogyny and opportunism. He sticks his camera under Manning's little skirt the way DJ would if he'd been directing. But you know, it's hard out there for a director.
David Edelstein is film critic for Slate. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.